stickers.
The jury has finally begun to deliberate in the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping case. So let's hope they throw the book at Brian Mitchell. Ridiculous what she had to, I think, endure. And the prosecutors were calling him a predatory chameleon, and I think they're right on. Defense attorneys are going with the loony bin excuse, saying that he's too delusional to be convicted. That would be a travesty of justice if that were to happen. Let's hope the jury sees clearly. And you know, you have to go all the way back to 2002, because at that time she was 14 years old. That's when he went through a screen window and kidnapped her, and then the horrible nightmare began for Elizabeth Smart, who up until that point had lived a quiet life in a suburban area in Salt Lake City, and is probably lucky to get out alive in one sense. Thank goodness somebody saw her on the street, realized it was her, and then the rest was history. They were able to arrest him and his crazy, nutty wife as well, which I think they both should have been locked away for the rest of their life. All right, so what an odd place to start, but that's where we are starting here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and, of course, Global as well. You can always throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. A big, 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 big showdown with those who support Julian Assange and those who detest Assange. We're talking about WikiLeaks. There couldn't be a bigger, fatter spotlight on somebody than Assange right now, as everybody's trying to figure out what is the scoop with WikiLeaks and to look at more and more documents. So you've got this cyberspace war going on with the supporters of Assange and some of the companies that they're saying they're trying to stifle the group. So they're trying to attack the websites. Visa was one of them. PayPal was another one that they went after too. And it's astonishing, I guess, in a way, as to what's happening here. WikiLeaks has been under a lot of pressure since they started publishing the 250,000 secret diplomatic cables. So they had a lot of attacks on the websites. They had threats against Assange, but he's used to that. He's had some of those before. He's in a British jail fighting extradition to Sweden on sex crime allegations right now. And the State Department or the state officials in the U.S. are saying that WikiLeaks actions have thrown diplomacy into massive disarray, and it's caused countries to stop dealings with America. Now, that's bad, right? And here's the thing. There's already secrecy. We're already shrouded in plenty of secrecy. I think it's going to get even tighter because of this. So it's going to have the opposite effect. The whole freedom of information, and you should know what your government's doing to you, I think it's going to be shut down faster than you can say the word Mississippi. I mean, seriously, it's going to be cut off, boom, just like that. I mean, even the Russian prime minister, although I would always keep both of my eyes open if he was in the vicinity, but with Vladimir Putin, he's questioning actually the reliability of the leaked cables, referring to his nation as undemocratic and corrupt, and saying that the fact that Assange is in custody shows the West has its own problems with democracy. And he didn't like what was said in some of those cables, and this is what now is the blowback for the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department was looking into those attacks on the opponents of WikiLeaks and companies that have stopped doing business with it. He even held a news conference to talk about cyber security and data protection and all that kind of stuff. So the buzz on WikiLeaks, good or bad, just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And, there's more than that generic issue. Do you think the WikiLeaks is a good site, that it's good that there's a place where, hey, all's fair in love and war, baby, and if you get the documents and you want to be the whistleblower, it's on you, and you want to give them to Julian Assange, he's going to publish them. Well, then there you are in living color. If you had an axe to grind, or if you are right, and there's things that you think, hey, the American people should know this, and you go ahead and do it, then enter at your own risk. But is the WikiLeaks site, good, bad, or just horrific? What do you say? Let's go to my pal Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Kate.
You know, I can't do an Australian accent. I can't do an Irish accent. I can't do an Australian accent. I can do a bit of a British accent, but I can't do the Aussie accent.
Well, don't worry. Neither can Oprah Winfrey.
Thank you. How's that visit going with that whole thing with her? Did everybody go crazy in Australia?
Some parts have, but her entourage has already started to cause a bit of a fuss in the southern capital of Melbourne, where her entourage claimed that she would take offence to some black dolls that were in an antique doll store window because they thought they looked too much like gollywogs. And
that
Oprah may have been offended because of the whole slave background amongst the African American community.
Sure.
I saw the pictures of them. They were published in the local paper. And actually, they looked very much like what modern African immigrants, the females, are walking around the streets in at this present day. So if the doll was being bought for a small African child, you know, there wouldn't have been an issue on it because there are some large African immigrant communities in and around the greater Melbourne area.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for that update. I didn't have any idea. I hadn't heard that. Yeah.
But what I really called up about was the concern I've got, considering we're both in the talk radio industry, on what this could mean if Assange is actually deported and tried in the U.S., because one of the charges they're looking at hitting him with is the receiving stolen goods.
Right.
So now that could become a nasty little end run around the First Amendment and the freedom of the press.
Yes.
Now, if we relate this back to that nasty document from Homeland Security last year of the right-wing fundamentalists, now that was leaked to the media by a member of law enforcement. So is that how they're going to control the way things are? Well, obviously, you know, it's been stolen out of one system, if you want to call it stolen, and then given to the media and anyone then holding it. Well, if they don't like the likes of yourself or myself, Rush, Hannity, Beck, commenting on that, all they've got to do is raid us to see whether we've got a copy of that document. And next thing you know, we're up in front of the judge for being in possession of stolen property, thereby shutting down our programs.
I know. I think that's very scary. That's such a great point that you brought up. At that, along with the whole fairness doctrine thing that's flying around the U.S.
Don't get me started on that one.
I know. I'm going to have a really good guest on next week to talk about that. But absolutely, that's a killer to talk radio. Just amazing, Jack. No pictures on America Tonight. We should tell people that normally you can see me stream, but of course I think I'm part of Assange's group. Somebody went after me, and as my computers, both virus-oriented, went down. So we're going to try to get it back up and going next time around, of course, on Sunday night. Thanks, Jack, for the call. Stay with us. Nail the Score coming up around the bend.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. extendyourlife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Once we pull out the skip computer, what will it be? The Chiefs and the Chargers. That's a late afternoon game. The Ravens and the Texans, that's a Monday night game, doubtful. The Eagles and the Cowboys, that has a chance. The Buccaneers and the Redskins. Falcons and the Panthers, I doubt the Falcons will rip them to shreds. Also, the Packers and the Lions, I think that's an easy win for the Packers, no question about it. It's been a strange season for some of the teams that normally would be on the top, beating their chest and roaring, wouldn't they? But instead, they're on the opposite end. The Rams are 6-6, the Saints 9-3. They meet in New Orleans. That could be an interesting matchup, but I have no say in it. Let's pull out the computer, Mr. Donovan. And let's let her rip and see what happens. Oh, you know how I love that Sunday night game. It is the Sunday night game. The Eagles, who are 8-4 with Michael Vick, taking on the Dallas Cowboys, who have been a very hard team to watch because they were a train wreck in the beginning of the season. The defense still is having problems, I think. And Philly's favored by 4, but it's in front of the home crowd. Jason Garrett has had 3 wins out of 4 since he's been the interim coach. So I'll be curious as to what kind of protection Kitna gets if he can connect and actually what Vic's able to do. He's kind of scary because of the way he moves up and down the field. And you know, he doesn't do that slide thing like a lot of other quarterbacks do when they're scramblers, like Donovan McNabb, who was known forever and a day to, if he had to move the chains, he would just move them himself if he had to. But he would at least slide. And what's scary about Vic is that he doesn't do that. He just keeps on going. And you figure, boy, there's a chance he could get maybe cracked eventually. And, those concussions. You see too many quarterbacks taking those concussions, and I'd hate to see that with the Eagles quarterback. So anyway, Philly is favored by 4. Like I said, it is in Cowboy territory, and the Cowboys' G's are unpredictable this season. So Philadelphia last year got shellacked by the Cowboys. They lost 3 times to Dallas. This is a different team, though, and of course you don't have Tony Romo either as the quarterback. You've got Kitna. Not that Kitna is not capable, but the Cowboys were going in a different direction, I think, than they are this year. I'm going to say that the Eagles are going to win this one. I mean, I think this is a mission thing for them because the Eagles hate the Cowboys as much as the Cowboys hate the Eagles. It is a huge rivalry from way back when, and I think it still comes out, especially on the Eagles' side of things after last year. They're going to remember last year, even though there were some different players. In fact, Jeremy Maclin, who is one of the receivers for the Philadelphia team, said, "We are coming out on a mission, and you know we know what we want to do. We don't want to just beat Dallas." So I think they want to kill Dallas is what I think they want to do. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think Philly does win it, and I'm going to say the final score is the Eagles 34 and the Cowboys 21. I'm going to say that's the final score, so I'm going with the Eagles. You might have a different point of view. It doesn't matter. Remember, you got to pick the team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. That's the name of the game. And then you win some wonderful prizes from America tonight. We did have one winner so far this season. Her prize pack is set to leave the station, so that's what a great little Christmas present that'll be for Chris in Connecticut. Let me give out the numbers, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Tell us what you think is going to happen in this game. You can also shoot us an email at americatonight.net. It is the Sunday night game. I love the Sunday night game. I'll be watching for sure, and I'm sure I would be watching this one regardless, but it'll make it that much more interesting, I think, for me with something riding on it to see if anyone's actually able to get it. So maybe you'll be the one. I already have gotten a couple of emails. I'll save those for just a second, but I'll throw out the digits again too, 800-259-5791. All right, we have our first one, and it's Charlie in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
Good. Who do you like in this one? Do you like the Eagles?
I'm so embarrassed over last week's call that I'm doubting myself, but I'm going with the Eagles, and I like your score, but I'm going to go a little bit bigger, and I'm going to say 38-21.
Ooh, 38-21. Yeah, you heard Maclin, and they are on a mission, I think, because they got – it is different, some different players and stuff, but they got racked last year. So I think that they're going to be able to expose the Cowboys a little bit more, and they at least win it. I know what you mean. Last week, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that Patriots game. It was a boring game. Even if you were a Patriots fan, they just rolled over. The Jets looked terrible.
Well, you know, I just can't believe Michael Vick. I already knew he was a really good quarterback, but he had so many problems in Atlanta throwing the ball. But I think last year with not being up to speed for most of the time, got his arm back to where it should be. Now he's probably a better quarterback than he's ever been.
You know what? So, I totally agree with that assessment. I think he's better than he was in Atlanta. I think he was kind of off the page with Atlanta, and a lot of times I don't think even the plays were broken down. I don't think you saw Vic at his best either. Yeah, good observation. Thanks, Charlie. Have a good weekend. Philip, also listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Philip. What do you think, Philip? Who do you like in this one? Are you a Cowboys fan?
No, I think it'll probably be 27-24 Philadelphia.
All right, so far, everybody, Philip, just so you know, you're in the same club. Everybody's saying Philadelphia. We got you locked and loaded. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. I believe that Michael Vick is, I truly think that he is sorry for what happened with the dog fighting stuff, and he's revitalized. He's like this new guy because he realizes this is like a second leash. Get it, leash? It's like a second leash on life for him after serving all that prison time. I think he was stunned and didn't think he was going to go to prison. It's kind of like, you know who also went to prison today? Wesley Snipes. Or yesterday he went to prison on Thursday. Wow. Wesley Snipes. He didn't think he was going to have to do time either. Rick in Illinois. Hello. Yes, Rick. Oh, hey, yeah. What's happening?
Oh, not much. Getting ready for the big snowstorm coming in.
Yeah, what are they saying? What are they saying is going to get dumped there?
I had a call for rain, changing to freezing rain and snow. On Saturday.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. Well, since the Eagles ain't playing the Bears, I'll go with the Eagles. 27, Cowboys 10.
Hey, speaking of the Bears, you know, your Bears have a big matchup with the Patriots.
Yeah, they're going to get enough something. It won't be the Jets. They're playing the Bears now.
I think it's going to be a different game, too. It couldn't be that same kind of game. I don't think that would happen twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give them a good spanking again.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we got you locked and loaded, Rick. Thanks.
Okay, though. You take care.
You too. Let's move on to Josh in Kentucky. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and go for the Eagles. Can't stand those Cowboys. So let's go Eagles 27 and the Cowboys 17.
I love it. Do you know we have 27-24, 27-10, and now 27-17. You have surrounded this number, so all of you know.
I'm trying.
I know. See, now that's like when you do, like I said before, when you do those squares. If you watch this game, you'll know, ooh, if I just get one more touchdown, then it's me. I love that. Hey, Josh, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, let's see. Let me give out the digits again. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're nailing the score. The game is the Eagles and the Cowboys. It'll be played at the Death Star. You know where the Death Star is? That would be in Arlington, Texas. It's the Sunday night game. Love the Sunday night games. Hang with us, everybody.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is the Philadelphia Eagles. They're on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys, and the Eagles are revved up, boy. They want to take it to the Cowboys, but this is a rivalry, and last year was a horrible year for Philadelphia in that matchup because they were swept really three times. Remember, playoffs, and of course the two season games, the series games during the year. And what's interesting is, if you had looked at the schedule and you looked at these two teams, you probably, believing in the hype of the Cowboys, maybe, you would have looked at this and thought, wow, the Cowboys have the Eagles at the tail end of the season twice. They're not split up. The games aren't really split up by a month or two. It's pretty close. They're pretty close to each other, the home and away game. And you might think that this could be a game that could change the fate of the Cowboys one way or the other, but not so. Maybe the fate of Jason Garrett, however, he's got three wins out of four. He's looking pretty good right now to get that interim tag eventually off of his name and become the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. However, there's an interview process, remember, in the Rooney Rule, so they've got to go through the process, and he doesn't have it for sure because there's still lots of rumors about possibility of coaches and whatnot. All right, I'm going to say it again, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Let's go to Brian in Missouri. Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian.
Kate?
Yes.
I give the Eagles 35, Cowboys 10.
Ooh, all right. So Kitten's not going to make very many connections. Maybe one, and then that's it. That's what you're saying.
Maybe one and a field goal.
Yeah, one and a field goal. Hey, that could be, and then it's iffy if he's going to make the field goal or not. But, yeah, 35-10, we got you in there. That'd be a huge win for the Eagles. They'd like that. They'd love that spread. And it more than covers the spread, which is only a couple of numbers. You know, 3 points, that's it at this point. Brian, we got you in the books. Duly noted, as they say. Thank you for the call. We move on to David in Kentucky. Hello, David. David. I think he's trying to get through. He's trying. We'll try it again. David, I think you're losing your cell. Maybe he went. Do they have any tunnels where he lives, you think? Tunnels? I trust me. I know all about the cell coverage. I got the AT&T spotty on the iPhone coverage. MJ in Kentucky, we're going to move to you. Hey, MJ.
Hello.
Wait, what do you think?
I think Eagles 31-25.
Ooh, 31-25. All right, again, a big 30 number. Could be. I wouldn't be shocked by that. It's just a question of, are we going to see is it going to be a big spread, or are they going to be tighter in the end? And I don't know. The conditions should be pretty good. But although
yeah.
it's gonna be a little bit cooler, but for the Philadelphia Eagles, it won't feel that cool. And especially if they can close the roof on that place anyway. So it's all about playing under those lights. We got you.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Like I said, it's the Sunday night game. Ooh, I love the Sunday night game. You know, you're just curled up on the couch watching it. Sweet. After a whole day of football, that's the topper. So it's a good one for me. Dan in Texas, he's back. The king of the quips.
Thank you, Kate. I was out with a girl one time, and I was wearing a dog whistle. She said, "What's that?" I said, "It's my dog whistle." I blew it. She said, "Don't do that. It hurts my ears."
Really? She had some hearing.
Hey, I think we're going to have an upset here. I want 27-24 Cowboys.
Ooh. Okay, so at least you're saying it's close. You know, with what Garrett's done, the Colts aren't the Eagles, but... You know,
hey, Kitna has been turning into one super fine little sleeper.
He has. I mean, he's a good, solid backup, no question.
And that rookie they got that's had two returns, he's got the longest return in Cowboy history, and plus another one for 98 yards. He is something else.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh,
okay,
especially, too, they need him, because with Dez Bryant being out.
I know, it's
that's
a bummer.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because he was a big player for them. All right, we got you. You're
okay,
in
dude.
There. Thank you. You have a good weekend. You'll be watching that one, I know. Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick, how do you see this?
Hello?
Hello. What do you say, Rick?
Oh, okay. I thought we got cut off. I think it's going to be a really close game, but I think the Cowboys are going to pull it off.
Ooh, so, boo.
Oh, I know, and I hate to hurt your feelings like that, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be 27-24.
Wait, 27-24, you can't use that one because we just had that one from Dan in Texas, so just give us a little bit altered to that if you want.
All right, let's go. You got 27-20?
27-20, no. 27-20, Cowboys, you got it.
All right.
All right, good guess.
I just hope Philadelphia won't score as much now.
They're going to score, Rick. You're going to be crying in your beer on Sunday night. Thanks for the call. We're not holding back anything. Okay, how about Susan in Kansas?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm going to say the Eagles 33 and Dallas 27.
Okay, Eagles 33, Dallas 27. All right, so you're looking for a tight game, too. That's going to be closer. It's not going to be a big spread like a lot of people are saying.
No, I think it's going to be close.
Well, it makes it more exciting. I hope the Eagles are on the other side of that, though. We'll see. We're on the same side. We are singing the same tune, sister.
That's
so
right.
Good luck.
Well, thanks.
John in Kentucky, you step in for Susan. What's happening, John?
Oh, it's good here in Kentucky. I think it's going to be a close game to you. I think it's going to be the Eagles by four, 24-20.
24-20 Eagles.
Yes.
All right, another Eagles score. We'll see. Go green. I know you're going to be wearing your Eagle sweatshirt.
Well, I don't know about all that. But, yeah, go Eagles by four anyhow, huh?
All right, thanks, John. See, John, if you came over to my house, I'd let you wear one of my Eagles hats.
There you go.
I looked the other day. Thanks, John. I looked the other day, and I have, like, they alternate between they've got a black hat, and I think all the teams have that now, and then the Eagle. Or they had these, when they were doing really well and they went to the Super Bowl, their theme was one. So I have a shirt that my cousin who used to work for the Eagles sent me, and it's a black T-shirt with an eagle just on the front of it and says on the back, one. Yeah, one quarterback who threw up and couldn't handle the pressure. So that didn't work out for the Eagles too well. Okay, how about David in Kentucky? Hello, David.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I just want to tell you, first of all, I listen to your show every night on the way home from work, and I really enjoy it. Doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, David.
But and now I want to upset you a little bit because my Cowboys are going to win. they're playing at home. I really like Jason Garrett. I think he's a great up-and-coming coach. They're going to win 31-28.
Woo, 31-28. Hey, I said this earlier. You might not have caught this, but there's a – and I really like him. He's always been very nice to me. But there's a host here in Dallas that's pretty well known, even nationally. His name's Randy Galloway, and he calls Jason Garrett the Red Jesus because he has red hair.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't it funny? Because, like, you know, the savior, that he's saving this team to give them some wins. I think it's brilliant. And people eat it up. And you know what? I like Jason Garrett. I do. So I'm happy for Jason, but I don't want him to win this game.
But they will.
I like that. But they will. Okay, so we got you down. We'll see who's on the right side of this one. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend. Okay, let's move to Dave in Missouri. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I want to go with the Eagles 30-13.
Woo, I like
that.
I like Dave in Missouri. 30-13, not even close.
No, it's not going to be close at all.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Kitten. We'll see what the defense does. You're locked and loaded. You own that score, my man. Thank you.
All right.
Let's move to the next one, but hold on a second. I'm going to give out the numbers again because, remember, we'll do this to the top of the hour. So if you're having trouble getting through as one person drops off, it's kind of like trying to get a table at Outback when there's no other good steak houses to eat. No other place to eat steak, and you go in and they give you that stupid thing that, you know, that that beam, that laser beam that vibrates all of a sudden to tell you the table's ready. One comes in, one comes out. And when you're, you know, when you're starving, like you haven't eaten all day, and you're like, you could really eat a cow, and you're just watching every person come out because you want that, you want your number to come up. You are waiting. Dr. E in Kentucky, your number's up. Hey, Dr. E.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just got off work, heading home.
Good. Who do you like, the Eagles?
Oh, yes. You know,
yay!
I don't like Dallas.
I know.
I always like a close game, 23-20.
Oh, that's a good score, 23-20. A little unbalanced. I like those. Yeah, I like a close game, too. I'd rather it'd be exciting for me if the Eagles won and it was a close game, so I'm going to go with you. We'll see, Dr.
Yeah.
E. Cruise on down the highway. Enjoy that weekend. Thank you. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. We're nailing the score next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Eagles blow away the Cowboys. You might have a different perspective on this game. And it is the Sunday night game. A lot of people will be watching. In fact, a lot of people still are watching the Cowboys. Last week's game was, I think, one of the highest rated games of the season. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 or AmericaTonight.net. We've got a couple of scores here to tell you about from the web. Nordic Man says, Kate, you are crazy about the Eagles. What is up with that girl? I like everything about you except for the bloody Eagles. I'm going to say that the Cowboys crush your Eagles and just pull their feathers off. The final score is the opposite of what all these fools from Kentucky are saying. Ooh, picking on my Kentucky guys. I think the final score will be 48-14, Philadelphia. Oh, boy. Jerry Jones would have a heart attack. I mean, on the spot. The camera will be on him all night. You know, they pan back up to the box and everything. He would not be a happy man. And for Jason Garrett's sake, I hope that's not the final score, even though I want the Eagles to win. Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, Daniel. Hey, Danny. Can you hear me? He's got the same. I know he's got the same cell coverage as I do. We'll try to get you back on. If you call back up, I promise we'll get you back on. All right, Blake in Kentucky, you have the floor.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Blake?
I just coming home from work.
That's a good thing.
I don't think you're going to like my answer here.
You're going to say Cowboys.
Well, I don't like the Cowboys, but I'm a Giants fan, and I need your Eagles to lose to help my Giants out.
Okay, so what's the score going to be?
24-20.
24-20. Cowboys. That's funny because somebody has John in Kentucky is 24-20 Eagles. So 24-20 Cowboys. You own that score, and I hope you're wrong. Thanks. I understand that. We're at the tail end of the season, though, so any help you can get from your friends, that's the deal. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Like this one from Little Caesar. I love these nicknames now. People are getting clever. Little Caesar. Absolutely, the Eagles are going to soar, Kate. You're 100% right. What idiots would pick the Cowboys? I love this name calling, this wild bunch. What idiots would pick them? He says the final score is going to be 27-10. 27-10. Okay, you own that score. How about Richard in Kentucky? Hello, Richard. Richard, are you with us? We're giving the 3-second rule. Because, like, when you drop something, you know that 3-second rule? I always tell my nephew that. Okay, you got 1, 2, 3. Richard, you're going to have to call back. Somehow you're slipping off the line. Let's go to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie, are you with us? No. Oh, Jamie, you're there. Is that Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie, you just got in. Okay, what do you think happens?
You want my prediction for the game?
Yes. What's your prediction?
Okay. I was just kind of reflecting back on the guy that a while ago, I was wondering where he was from that said I was an idiot in Kentucky.
Yes.
Where was he from?
He didn't say. It was just an email. It didn't say where from. What state?
Must just be a jealous person because we have the all-time winningest basketball program in NCAA history, but I won't rub that in his face. anyway, I think it's the Eagles. The score is going to be 47-14. Michael Vick's going to have 2 rushing touchdowns and rush for over 100 yards and throw for over 300.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, that would be a Philadelphia sweet dream if that happened. All right, 47-14. And it did happen once in the playoffs, if you remember, when they were thrashed in Philadelphia and they were mortified back in Dallas. But 47-14, you got it. I love Kentucky.
To all the people that, you know, are bashing Michael Vick, you know, hey, we all make mistakes, some worse than others, but it seems like he's trying to turn himself around and make right of his wrong, so... You know, just give the man a chance. He's obviously the best athlete in the NFL right now. So
I agree with you. And you know what? He did his time. You have other people that murder people and don't do time. And I was all over him about the whole dog thing, but he did. He did the time. I think he really seriously is contrite. And you're right. You move on and look what he's doing on the field. It's good for him. It's a second chance. I mean, hey, I think I truly believe it. I think he understands what happened and has moved on from that and has tried to make up for it. Thanks for saying that and thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye.
He's right too. I think Vic is incredible. What an athlete out there watching him. And you hear it even in the commentators that are talking about him. And now they've sort of caught on to this whole thing. Don in Wyoming. Howdy, Don.
Well, 2K, 3 times is a charm tonight, huh?
That's right, babe. What do you think?
Trying to get through to you. Where you been all week?
New York City. We did broadcast from New York City on that thing on domestic violence, which was good.
Oh, that's good. So, hey, Kate, you know, that guy made a comment about people in Kentucky there, and then your last caller just pointed it out. They know about basketball. They don't know about football. Come on. They're crying out loud, you know. It's like going to Indiana and asking them about football.
Oh,
come on.
Just put another log on that fire. Perfect.
Anyways. Now, Kate, you know, I guess people just don't understand history. They don't understand what's happened in just the recent 4 weeks, provided one bonehead play by Rory Williams. the Cowboys would have won their last four games.
That's right.
They're
that's
playing
right.
like they should have been playing at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed to get rid of the buffoon before they were going to play, evidently. I don't think it's Jason Garrett as much as they got rid of Wade Phillips, and none of them wanted to play for him. Guy didn't take things here. I don't know why, you know. But in any case, though, Kate, you guys don't got any Super Bowls, okay? You're the only team in the division. You know the Eagles are losers, okay?
You are brutal.
This is, you know, and I'm glad you got a good quarterback, you know. He's definitely better than McNabb. You got whipped three times last year. Some of the Eagles players are talking about it. Yeah, they didn't like getting beat three times in the same year by the same team. But 27-17, Kate, and you know what? We're going to whip you twice this year. That's going to be our Super Bowl because obviously the Cowboys ain't going to playoffs.
You're going to be eating those words. We're letting you slide so we can squeeze in a few more. I would have unloaded on you, Mr. Don. I will get you next week, and you're going to be crying in your Coca-Cola on Sunday night. Let's move to Charles in Kentucky. Hey, Charles. Charles.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you got in, brother. What do you think? What's the score going to be?
Has anyone taken 24-21 my Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, no, not another Cowboy caller.
24, do or die.
24-21. No, you have it.
I've got it, definitely. Mm-hmm. And he's bashing y'all Eagles. I mean, your Eagles are a good team, but y'all do have a ring, you know. We do got five of them.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Of course, we've been there a couple times. Remember, Ron Jaworski should have won it. That didn't happen. And then Donovan McNabb, that didn't happen. So I know it's barren land when it comes to Super Bowls. All right, thanks. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Richard in Kentucky. Right. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, what do you think?
That guy Don, something's wrong with him, so I'm going to take his score except in favor of the Eagles.
27. Well, let me make sure. 27. Oh, no, because somebody already has that. Josh in Kentucky has it, so you have to take a different one.
Oh, my God. Well, let's say 27-20. Does someone have that?
27-20 Eagles?
Right.
You got it, bro, and let's hope the Eagles soar. Thanks so much. We appreciate the call. Very nice. I think we can squeeze in one more over the music. Jason in Illinois, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you got to go for it quickly so we don't crash. What do you think, Jace?
I think Cowboys are going to win 17-10.
17-10, Cowboys. You got it, Jason. You have the last word on the show. Thank you. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.